Hare Krishna. So we welcome all of you for the spiritual care program of the P.V. Doshi Hospital. As the age gets degraded, age getting degraded means times they are living, they get spoiled in the course of time. It's amazing. This is amazing. As I move the mic also keeps on moving in the same direction. See? Something like my spiritual life. The more I try my spiritual life to mold towards the Lord, the more my mind towards go to the world. So see, I'm moving it so many times. It is still maintaining the same direction. You see? You can see? I'm not doing any trick here. Huh? I'm myself trying to face me. But it is not moving. Isn't it amazing? It's like a stubborn child. You know? It's not listening. Anyways, there's a compromise now. Half this way, half that way. So this is what happens when the age gets degraded. When Satya Yuga was there, everybody was so, it's called as golden age, you know. Everybody was so much religious, so saint, so sincere, so pure hearted, pure habited. Why don't you come this side? Pure habited and more prone to good qualities, good culture, helpfulness, kindness, compassion, knowledge. So the process of self-realization was to leave everything and go to jungle. And 60,000 years, 1 lakh years, meditate on the Lord. Give up everything, family, money, king's position, whatever position you have. Like Vishwamitra was the king of the whole world. He left that, he went to the forest. Valmiki Muni went to the forest. Vasishtha Muni went to the forest. 60,000 years. Brahma himself meditating for 1,20,000 years. But then that age also went away after many lakhs of years. Then next age started. So as the age degraded, the process of attaining God became easier than before. So now what was the process? To perform fire sacrifice. Sitting at your place only, don't have to leave everything and go away. But perform big sacrifices. Ashwamedha sacrifice. Call Brahmins, call Rishis, call Munis. Have many, many, like we have one kunda, one place, na? We are in the hospital. We have one, only one small. There are arrangements of 108 like that. And 108 people will offer oblations, fires. So that required a lot of arrangement, a lot of purity. Also, one has to chant mantra and immediately fire will light itself in the fire, in the sacrifice, you know. No matchbox. You chant a mantra and immediately fire will come. It's called mantra agni. Mantra charan, immediately agni will come. Then that age was something like 8,64,000 years. Not 8 lakh, I think. Something like that. Huh? 16. No, something 16 lakhs, you are right. The previous one was 32 lakhs, something like that. Anyway, I have got a calculation I can give you also. Can you put on a diary just now? You can write down 4,32,000 and immediately multiply by 4. Then multiply by 3, then multiply by 2.
Again,
and then third 3 is like
12.48.
No, 12.30. No, 12.12 point 12.66. This is 4 na.
4.32
into 4 is how much?
60.
No. 32 into 4 is how much? 32
crore.
Yes, you write down, write down here. 1 crore.
4.32.
I will tell you, I will come back.
Then
triple, then 4 times.
4.32. Into 2.
You multiply it by 4.
Multiply by 4.
So how much is that?
That is 17.28.
Ah, that is right. 1728. Right here. 1728000. Then comes 4.32 into 3. So 12.96. 12.96000. Then 864000. And then 4.32000. So 70,28,000 years was the time given for meditation as a process of attaining God. Then the second age is called Trita Yuga. In that process, in that yuga, the process of attaining Lord was performing fire sacrifices. Various kinds of Rajasuya, Gomeda, Ashwamedha, and there are hundreds of yagyas for
different. That was Pandavas yuga.
That was not Pandavas yuga, Ramchandra.
Lord
Ramchandra, Ravan, all those Lakshman in that yuga. And then Dwapar Yuga comes when Lord Krishna appears. And that too you should all know that Lord Krishna doesn't appear in the beginning of Dwapar Yuga. He appears in the end of Dwapar Yuga, last 125 years only. All the other years around Krishna is not there. So how many years?
8,64,000
years. Only last 1,000 means last 125 years Krishna. All the other times is, what is the process? They can't even perform yajna that time. There are no qualified people, no provisions available. So what is the process of attaining Lord? He is worshipping the deity of the Lord. Install deity and worship that deity. But the process of worshipping is very, very, very elaborate. Too meticulous and too elaborate. Something of that you can see in South India today. In South India, some glimpse is there of that meticulousness. You know, too many details are there of every single thing. Which is only remaining things, not the original thing. We can't even imagine. What we do in temple is simple, a simplest childish worship actually. Not the way they were worshipping in Dwapar Yuga. But when Kali Yuga comes, na, how many years is that?
4,32,000
years. When that comes, people cannot give up families, cannot give up money, cannot give up position, cannot go to jungle, cannot perform fire sacrifices because there is no ghee available, there is no cows available, there are no Brahmins available. Everybody is bogus, they can't chant mantra. I do yagya, I don't chant mantra and create fire. Have you seen that? I create nicely, machis leke. I don't have that power. So, I am not that kind of Brahmin which was available in that ages. But I do some process, by the way. And then, the next yuga comes, even not that you can't perform. So, temple worship is supposed to be the next lower step of the previous step. When Kali Yuga begins, which means we cannot meditate, our mind is so disturbed. How can we meditate? In 1 minute or so, we can't meditate. Mind is immediately running away somewhere else. I tell you to give up family members and money and position and go to jungle, it's impossible. So jungle mein kahan rahenge? There's no question of staying in jungle, no concept only. Previously, the kings who have lived in palaces, they would stay in jungle alone, without wife, without servants, without chappal. Some cave, not like nicely cleaned and put nice bed inside and servant has come and cleaned it and put water there, isn't it? You are on your own. That mental preparation was necessary, na, ki I will go in jungle and stay alone. I will not keep my servants and cooks and kitchen, I will set up there and I will stay in one cave and ready-made lunch will come to me and I will do meditation. Again dinner will come to me, again tea will come to me, fruits will come to me on my diet. Not like that. There was mental preparation. Even the kings would go and stay in jungle. Now, where is the question of staying in a forest, in a cave? We can't stay 5 minutes over there. The spider will come and the lizard will come and then snake will come and you will be so threatened and scared, you know. Plus, life is so small. In the Satya Yuga, what is the lifespan? 1 lakh years. If you live 1 lakh years, your name doesn't come in newspaper. Everybody lives 1 lakh years. So why should your name come in newspaper? That means everybody has 1 lakh life. But as the age advances, it will go on reducing, 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 reducing. And at the end of Satya Yuga, it becomes 10,000 years. So the last man who died in Satya Yuga was somewhere like 10,000 years. One tenth of the previous lifespan. But when Treta Yuga began, the life began with 10,000 years. But as Treta Yuga advanced, when it ended, 1,000 years. So when Dwapara Yuga began, when Bhishma Dev vagara vagara the na, of course Bhishma Dev did not come in the beginning of Dwapara Yuga. He came in the end of Dwapara Yuga. So Bhishma Dev was supposed to be eldest personality. And what was his age? 180 years. He was the eldest and longest living personality at that time. That means the lifespan began with 1000 years and ended with 1000 years. And that time Dwapara Yuga began. Second Yuga ended at 1000. First Yuga ended at 10,000. Second Yuga ended at 1000. And third Yuga ended at 100 only. In the end of that, the largest lifespan of Bhishma Dev, 180 years. When that time Mahabharata war was fought, Arjuna was 72 years. Yudhishthira was 80 years. And they were supposed to be young people, by the way. They were not old people. But 80 at Dwapara Yuga was not old. He was young. In the middle of his youth, you can say middle aged. But old was Bhishma Dev, 180. Long beard and everything was very old. But still she was so strong and so powerful.
At the age of 180 he fought.
He fought as Senapati. Chivalrously he fought, not like somebody is holding his hand, somebody holding bow. Please hold a bow for me. Please hold the arrow for me. Give me arrow in my hand and I will shoot. Not like that. There are no servants in the chariot. You're alone with your charioteer. That's all. And when Kali Yuga began, my dear friends, the largest number of years that you can live in the Kali Yuga in the beginning is 100 years. With that, Kali Yuga began. And now what is the lifespan? If 100 years you complete, your photo comes in newspaper. This madam completed 100 years. She was born in Kolhapur, in so-and-so rich family, and she has sons which are 86 and 74 and 68. And she is just now finished 100 years, entered 101 year. So she's like, she doesn't understand. She doesn't know anything in the world, what's happening. She's lost all senses, ears, eyes, everything is finished. Just she is living and her photograph is being taken. She doesn't know what's happening. Like, it's like child, you know. The child is born, everybody is taking photographs. The child is doesn't know anything, what's happening. Neend aa rahi hai, khana khane ka hai, usko pishab kar rahe hai, wo samajh mein nahi aa raha kuch bhi. Waisa bhi old age ka bhi aisa hi rehta hai. So age is what point I am conveying through you all to you. As the age goes ahead, life goes on decreasing. And life is physical thing, Sirvi. Number of years is something mechanical. What degrades is not number of years, is not important. What degrades is sadgun, good qualities and culture also gets lost along with that. It goes on decreasing. Helpfulness, sabhi kya bolenge aap? Badh raha hai kya sir, public ka? No, helpfulness is decreasing. Cooperation badh raha hai, neighbors ka and family members ka? No, decreasing. Huh? Truthfulness badh raha hai kya logon ka? Log itna satya bolte hai ki satya ke siwa kuch nahi bolte. Bolte hai main jhoot bolunga aur jhoot ke siwa kuch nahi bolunga. This is how the age is, right? What about memory? Is increasing or decreasing? When I was a child, almost all phone numbers was by heart to me. Now you ask me, I said, 1 minute, huh? Immediately, right? Poetry by heart. Now, hey, jara mobile khol ke dekho jara, kaun sa page pe hai? No memory. Everything needs to be referred to. You have to refer to something. Some manual, some booklet, some directory, some this thing, some that thing. Huh? Books are in the form of what? Writing, na? You have to go on repeating, go on revising again and again. What are the previous age situation? Till Kali Yuga beginning. Satya Yuga, Trita Yuga and Dwapara Yuga. What is the process of knowledge? Teacher calls the students sits under a tree in one ashram and teacher will speak. And whatever teacher will speak, there are no notebooks like yours. They will hear and they'll remember. So what is the title? They are called as Shruti Dhar. Shruti means sound of knowledge. And Dhar means one who holds. One who keeps. It doesn't lose it. Now if I speak today, whatever I spoke, after 3 minutes I'll ask you what I spoke. So you will look at each other. And notebook and maybe down, under chair you look. Because no memory is there. There is no need to have grey hair for that. Ki bhai abhi buddha ho gaya hu, yaad nahi rehta. Even youngsters also, 16-year-old youth, no remembrance. Even if I had important line, I will repeat 10 times in my class. At the end, if I ask you what are that important line, I repeat it 10 times. I give also hint to you. You remember 10 times I repeated. Still, thoda sa piche baithna. Still, you will not remember. So what all I told, madam, you can write down. What all I told? Lifespan, degrees. Huh? What else? Memory degrees. Good qualities degrees. What else I said?
Truthfulness
degrees. Cooperation degrees. What else? Huh? Love is also decreasing. There is no affection for people. What else I said? Huh? Sadgun. Good qualities decreased. What else you think you are? You tell me now. You tell me. Prompt me.
Trust.
Arey, sabse badi baat. There is no trust. Husband doesn't trust wife. Wife doesn't trust husband. You don't trust your children. Children don't trust you more than you trust your children. They don't trust you. There was a saying in 1960. Very important saying. Remember this. Very important. Very laughing also like that. The all youngsters, they had one line in their mind. Never believe anybody over 30 years old. Swamiji was a young boy. There was a notion among youngsters. Anybody above 30, don't believe in them. They are your enemies. Aisa ek vidroh hota na wo, tarun logon ka. Rebellious nature. We don't believe anybody above 30. If you are under 30, you can talk to us. Above 30, out. We don't want to talk to you. We want to listen to you. We want to listen to your upadesh. Nothing to do with us. Our life is independent. So how many things more? This is a good thing he added. Trust. What else you think is lost? One thing is increasing. If I ask you, what is increasing Kali in this age?
Sin.
Huh? Sin is increasing.
Crime
is increasing. Kya crime ke bare mein bataye? Newspapers are not enough only. Kitna mein page badhao. The sins are more and more. Every day you read newspaper, you get depressed. So I nowadays stop reading newspaper in the morning. I chant, I pray, and then if time permits, I read. Because if I get up and read, mind gets disturbed. You know, so many things are there which are happening in the world and which disturbs you. Spoils the whole day's whole plan. Mind only is disturbed in the early morning. And whatever happens to you early morning, sometimes remains the whole day, whatever your mood is. It can't just be cured after some time. That is why it is advised that you get up in the morning and first pray to the God. And peaceful, make your mind peaceful, calm, devotional. And then start your day-to-day activities. I will tell you that from my side, what is increasing is jhagda. Do you agree that? In Kali Yuga, jhagda is so much. Fighting, in fighting, out fighting. Nation fighting, caste fighting, religion fighting. You name it, rules are fighting. Religions are fighting. In one religion, the castes are fighting. In the caste, there is language fighting. In the language, there is village to village fighting. You are from that village, you are from this village. You can go to Mangalore, you are from Podubidri, you are from Mudubidri. They are fighting. You know, everywhere there is fight. Then amongst the same people, youngsters are fighting with old are fighting with youngs. Men are fighting with ladies are fighting with men. Right? In the train you enter, everybody is fighting for no reason. Whatever, there is no reason required. You just touch them, fighting. You put your step on that, by mistake, fighting. You just turn like this in train, fighting. Why are you doing dhakka? Dhakka kyun de rahe ho? And not simple fighting. Just Kali, Samma, Bhain, everything. So, fighting is like anything. This is one of the, what scriptures are explaining is that two things very prominent in Kali Yuga. Upsurge. One is hypocrisy. And second is quarrel. In Sanskrit you say dambha and kalaha. Dambha is show bottleness. Each and everyone, including us, wants to show that we are something that we are not. मैं वो नहीं हूँ लेकिन आई वॉन्ट टू शो यू दैट आई एम मे बी आई आई वॉन्ट टू शो यू दैट आई एम अ ग्रेट डिवोटी ऑफ द लॉर्ड वेल इन साइड आई नो आई एम नॉट बट आई वुड लाइक टू एक्ट इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू आई एम अ ग्रेट डिवोटी ऑफ द लॉर्ड आई मे नॉट बी ट्रूथफुल बट आई विल ऑलवेज कीप टेलिंग यू हाउ ट्रूथफुल आई एम हाउ ऑनेस्ट आई एम सो यू विल ऑलवेज ट्राई टू शो पीपल वॉट यू आर नॉट दैट इज हिपोक्रेसी मे बी इन द क्लास यू गो एज अ टीचर एंड दैट डे यू आर नॉट प्रिपेयर्ड एट ऑल बट यू विल एक्ट इन सच अ वे यू आर फुल्ली प्रिपेयर्ड फॉर द क्लास मैडम का गड़बड़ है कुछ तो भी गड़बड़ है कुछ कंसिस्टेंसी नहीं है समथिंग शी सेइंग समथिंग शी सेइंग बट यू एक्ट एज इफ यू हैव स्टडीड एवरीथिंग फुल्ली प्रिपेयर्ड एंड योर मैडम आस्क यू व्हाट हैपेंड टुडे यू आर नॉट प्रिपेयर्ड नो मैडम फुल्ली प्रिपेयर्ड दिस इज आवर यूजुअल नेचर यू नो आई एम नॉट ब्लेमिंग यू आई गिव योर एग्जाम्पल सो दैट यू कैन लाफ यू नो समटाइम्स आई एम गिवन क्लास टू गिव आई गो टू कलकत्ता एंड आई वेक अप टायर्ड एट 5 o'clock Sir, Prabhuji, can you give class? I said, I'm not prepared. No, but Prabhuji, we want you to give class. So I said, be prepared. I'm not prepared. So you be prepared to accept me not prepared. Class. But I would love to give class with preparation, but I don't have time to give preparation class that time. I'm told last moment. So like that, dambha, hypocrisy is an upsurge. Politicians want to show you, we are here to serve you. You cheat you, make money out of you, don't give anything to you. But they are telling, we are here to serve you. Everybody says, we are here to serve you. And second is kalah, jhagda. Everyone is fighting for no reason. They want to fight umpty number of differences between each other and fight. You are black, we are white, fight. You know, because world is fighting black and whites. America, UK, black and whites are fighting like Hindu Muslims over here. And they are, oh, hatred is there. And Mexicans are fighting with Americans, Americans are fighting with Chinese, and Chinese are fighting with Holland people, Holland fighting with these people. It's unlimited. Vietnam is fighting with America, Afghanistan fighting with America, Pakistan fighting with India, India fighting with Tamil. Continuous fighting is going on. Different forums are there of fights. Sometimes you forget whom you are fighting with, because everybody are fighting with you. So in Vietnam War, they didn't know who the enemy was, you know. They were simply recruited in the war. They didn't know who the enemy was. So much fighting is there, they don't know exactly whom to fight with because everybody is your enemy only. This is what you are taught from childhood. Now why I am describing all this to you? Because I can go on describing to you what is going on in the world. You will become terrified. Tumcha angavadi shisari yeil if I tell you what is going on in the world at this moment of time. But somehow with Hare Krishna devotees, na, we get the update, latest news. Of the latest fad in the world. What is unbelievable, you know? Latest matlab ganda se ganda. What people can do and what they are doing. And how they spend their time. So also it is explained in the Kali Yuga that people will kill their own children. So you say, what? We don't kill our own children. But then you go deeper and you ask, did you commit any abortion in your house? Yes. 2 times. So what was that? Your child only, na? What was that? Child only, na? So you killed. People don't even understand what you are doing. But scripture has already mentioned that when Kali Yuga will come, mothers will kill their own children or own children for convenience. For some convenience, you know, money or some standard of life or something. Or maybe 5 children or maybe all 3 girls only. So I don't want, I want a boy. So we kill. A bit convenience is there, but they kill. They will kill cows and eat. One who is mother, all time to come she is mother, but in this age, mother will be killed. Also it is explained that in this age, parents will not be looked after by children. They will throw them away. Discard them to old age homes. Pay some money, says please don't bother us anymore. This is given in scriptures by the way. I am not giving lecture from my head here. All given in scriptures. What will happen? You want to hear in the end what will happen? Which is not very far from now. In scriptures it is also explained that a man will eat man's flesh. Have you heard about it in newspaper anywhere? In the 1942 war, the soldiers who lost their friends, who were dead by the enemy, they ate their flesh because they were hungry. It was the beginning of helpless eating man's flesh. But now there is, by choice, man eats man's flesh. in restaurants. The highest demand food in Western restaurants, still not legal, illegal, is human fetus flesh cooked by restaurants. Why? Because thousands and thousands and thousands of children are aborted and so much flesh is created. So anyway, garbage. Why not sell it and make money? They tried. And then it was a success. The racket from abortion homes to restaurants. There is a secret transport system takes place. Secret contract is there. A lot of money is exchanged here and there. And the babies are transported to restaurants. And then they cook it and they serve the meat. And they serve you. Sometimes directly also they serve you. Anyways, I can go on describing, but I told you, you will feel very nervous to hear this. But by the way, you should know, this is in the same world that you are living, all this is happening. It is not somewhere in the next loka or next planet, by the way. You are sharing the same planet where these things are going on. You leave this place and go out, everywhere in the territory of your area, this is happening. It is also explained in scriptures that father will have sex with his daughter. What is happening in this world? We are reading, na? So much of exploration takes place. Everything is happening. Nothing, there is no rule, regulation for anything, no culture only. And the last point of Kali Yuga, I hope and pray that none of you live in this world, L-I-V, till that time. I only pray. Rest all is in your hands. You have to decide not to come back again here. The last point is, as a tigress gives birth to three cubs, right? Generally, three cubs. And then one cub she eats out of hunger. And then two she loves and licks and, you know, loves and protects and everything. Because when she's hungry, pregnant in last months, she can't go and hunt. She can't hunt and get food for herself. So she's hungry. In the hunger only she delivers. So much exhaustion is there, no? Labor pains and delivery and blood loss and this and that. She is so madly hungry that she loses all her senses. And immediately she eats one. Once her hunger is satisfied to a certain extent, then Vatsalya comes out. Motherly affection. And then she loves the other two ones. At the end of Kali Yuga, a man and a woman will give birth to a child only to eat them. Because there will be no food around. First you will eat all the animals. Because first there will be no rains, no crops, no water. Air will be polluted, water polluted. No water available only. Then what will happen? You will have no crops, no fruits, no flowers. So what you will do? You will eat other living entities. Goats, everything. Nowadays they are eating cockroaches and lizards. Everything in the China area. It's not something unknown and something very surprising. Everybody knows that now. On eastern side of countries, they eat all these insects. Then they eat everything on earth. Whatever is eatable, they will eat. Livable, living entities, they will eat. Then living entities will be finished, except human beings. Then what will happen? The strong man will eat the weak man. If I am strong and you are weak, I will kill you and eat you. If I am a strong man and you are a bunch of 4-6 weak people, you will wake up. I am going to sleep now, I am going to be tired. Sometimes I am going to take rest. And if I go to take rest, the weak guys will come, attack me, kill me and start eating me. And sometimes they will be killed by somebody else. So it's like fear only. You look here, somebody will attack and kill you. Look there, somebody will attack and kill you. How the birds are eating their grains, you have seen? You put some grains and you see how they are eating. They are always looking here and there. They eat one grain, look here. Some big bird is coming or not. The sparrow is looking, the crow is coming. This is looking, somebody is coming. Eagle is coming or some kite is coming. They are always like in fear. They are taking their lunch, by the way. But so much fear is there. At the end, they will only have sex to produce children. So as soon as the child is delivered, you eat them. Because there is no food to eat. This is the end of Kali Yuga. Now why I describe all these things? And why I am wasting your time, such a long time describing all these things? To just make you aware that you are in the same world. You do not wake up now. You may be living till that point, which I told you, the end point. You may come again and again. If you do not qualify to go back to God in this lifetime, then jolly well you will come back again to participate in the whole wonderful activities that are going on here. Yeah, what choice you have got? Suppose if I die now, suppose after 20 years I die, for example. I will be 70 years, 80 years, I die. and I come back again because I'm not qualified to go back to kingdom of God, then what will happen? I'll have to participate in the culture available that time, no? And what do you expect by my description? After 30 years from now, the culture will be upgrading or degrading? Truthfulness will be today, what is there will be remaining or degrading? Honesty, trust, as you said, friendship, cooperation, all those two things, today it is on one level. It will be remaining? No, it will not remain. So imagine when I will become young, again 10 year old in that new life, 40 years from now, what will be the condition of the world? So bad it will be. And if I live 50 years of life that time, smaller life, 50 years, degrading, what will happen at the end of my 50 years of life? Such a dirty condition. And by the way, if I do not even complete my devotion in that life, and I have to come back again, imagine from 90 years from now, what the life will be? When 21st century will be over and we are entering into 22, for example, 21, na? 2000 something. When you finish 2100 and you come to 2101, you take birth as a fresh baby, crying like that, what will be the condition of the world? And my dear friends, Kali Yuga is only 5000 years are over. 4,27,000 years are yet to get over. And it will go on like this only. But there is one benediction. Scripture says that Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. Kaler dosher nijar rajan. Dosher nidhi means it's not small puddle of water, it's an ocean of faults. Unlimited faults are there everywhere. As I mentioned some of them to you. But asti eko mahan guna. There is one benediction in this. In spite of all these faults, the sages of previous yugas, they worshipped the yuga, time of this yuga. What is there to worship? So bad, so many bad things I just now explained to you. Why they should worship this time? Current time they worship. Because of that one mahan guna. One great quality of this yuga is, whenever you call the name of the Lord in this particular time, immediately you can be delivered. That name can be Hindu, Christian, Muslim, as long as you address the Supreme Father of everybody with whatever name in mind, and in the heart that person has to be there. Maybe I call you Tracy Amma or Tracy or T or whatever I would like to call you. As long as you are in my mind, when I call you, you will look at me, no? Like that, whichever name you can call, as long as the Supreme Father is in your mind, and if you call him, then you will be delivered. That is the benediction of this age. That is why the sages of previous ages, who live for lakhs of years, thousands of years and hundreds of years, they also want to take birth in this age, although it is so bad. What to speak of the people of this world only? The demigods, they are only 1 lakh years. They live lakhs and lakhs of years, sometimes crores of years. Brahma, Indra and all those big demigods like moon and sun, they are demigods. They don't have calculation of this particular world. They have different calculation of lifetime. Even those who are living crores of years in their own lifetime, in their own planets there, in their own galaxy, they want to come down and take birth in this yuga. And not everybody, but few of them understand by knowledge given by sages to them. Like here also there are some people are there, but there are some prominent people who are known to be people, who are known to be advanced, known to be very cultured. Not everybody, but there are some people who are known as cultured people and knowledge people. Like there in demigods, there are also millions of demigods, but some of them are prominent. Like Indra, Chandra, Moon, Sun, there are big guys. Brahma, Creator. All of them want to come and take birth in this age. You will say, what fools they are. Such nice place, nice arrangement, nice khana pina, very beautiful ladies around, men around, so many facilities, nothing like earth, nothing like Kali Yuga and earth, you know. But they all know that in Kali Yuga, if you take birth in a family of devotee and call the name of the Lord, within 50-70 years you can go back to kingdom of God. Why to live for crores of years in heavenly planets? This is not heaven which is God is staying, by the way. We are talking about heavens where demigods stay, not God. God has the kingdom of God which is beyond all these people's houses. That is something else. We are not talking about that. We are talking about demigods' houses. There they live for crowds of years. It is said that those people who call the name of the Lord in this life now, in their families, the demigods are standing in queue to take birth. Not everybody's house. Those of you who take the name of the Lord regularly, maybe in your own Christian religion, Hindu religion, Sikh religion, Buddha religion, or any religion in the world, if you are calling the name of the Lord regularly as practice, in your houses, whenever the girls get married, boys get married, the demigods are waiting to take birth. Why? Because they know, in this house, if I take birth, right from beginning only, I can chant, practice and perfect my life and go back to kingdom of God. I don't want to stay in heavens and enjoy luxury, this and that, thousands of years I'm wasting there. I don't want to waste my time. I've understood that we have to go to kingdom of God, live with the Lord, with love and affection and service. So that holy name, yesterday I gave a class to the 30 A&M nurses which are newly employed. How many of you saw them yesterday? A big group was there yesterday. And you know, they came today, yesterday, they were introduced to me in my office, and what is her name? Sunita Pandey told me, "Sir, can you speak few words to them?" So I spoke. I said, "Wherever you are in the world, you have to learn to love God. And how to love God is by calling His name. And you have to learn that while you are doing nursing or while you are doing anything. Tomorrow you get married, you'll become mother, you'll become whatever you become. Don't forget that you should love God. And the easiest way to love God is to chant His name." I just spoke few words. That they heard in the morning first thing. Before that they heard the prayer in the morning where they were welcomed in the prayer. So prayer they heard, some message they heard nicely. Then they came to me, I gave some message. After some time they came to some Sandhya Jagruti program. There also again I was there. And before the program they all danced in the holy name. They all sang the holy name and danced. And before that, singing and dancing, my spiritual care assistant lady was sitting there and teaching them how to chant, and everybody was chanting together, you know, like in chorus. They were moving the beats and chanting in chorus, and that lady taught them nicely for about 15 minutes and I was watching, and then I put them standing and they all danced in singing the holy name in the kirtan, and then I gave a pravachan. I was so much moved. I said, "See, first day of your job, you are only getting God's messages one after another. Isn't that true? What does that mean?" It means only simple one thing, to me at least, and I want to share my feelings to you, all of you. It means only one thing, that God loves you and God wants you to come back. Otherwise, why should God introduce you to His name? He doesn't love you. He says, "Ki, chahiye to aa jao, zaman jao, help me. I am going with my devotees to my kingdom, my own kingdom." God doesn't do that. Still somewhere or other, in the name of some festival or some trip or something, you will always come across God. Now, we would say, always you will bump in God. Even if you don't want, you don't have plan, but God bumps in you and you bump in God somehow. Accidentally or planly, you don't know. What message I get is only one, that God loves you. That's why God is somehow making arrangement so His name will reach you, because He is the only means to reach Him. So you will see that then the means will reach you, and by the means you will reach Him. Right? He wants to see that the means to reach Him will reach you, and with the means you reach Him afterwards. That's the only message I get. Isn't it very assuring in the middle of the all bad happenings in the world, which is there, no hope is there, so hopeless. They are making a law against rape now. So much nonsense discussion is going on, you know. No sense, no worry, no compassion, no kindness, no thinking only. I should think as if my own family member is getting raped, how will I make a law, you know? They don't have any worry only. Nobody cares only. How they talk nonsense in the newspapers. Some big judge in some big court said, "Why are you wasting our time discussing this rape case?" Somebody said in public, you know, came in papers. No shame only. If such people are there in the judging position, what is the hope of the country? Why country only? World also. What is the hope? There is no hope only. In such conditions, when all of us are living, and still if we don't love God, then it's a misfortune. But God still loves you, and He sends His holy name to you, and reminds you, please chant the holy name. Please chant the holy name. This is the only means by which you can reach me. take the holy name and come. If you don't take that also, what God can do? First of all, he's not telling that give up homes and go to the forest and meditate on me. He is not saying that at all. He's not saying give up your family, give up your money, give up your position, give up everything, become a renunciant, leave everything and go to forest and then I'll meet you there. He's not saying that. He was saying earlier. Now he's saying be wherever you are. Do whatever you are doing. Have your family, have money, everything. Just add me and add my name in your life. Now, in the last few minutes, I have a lecture to give you. Now, if the name of the Lord is the greatest of ever gifts the Lord has given you, or you can give anybody, is the greatest of all gifts. You may give birthday gift to anybody, but nothing like holy name. Nothing, no donation like the holy name. Daan, biggest daan in the world is to giving the name of the Lord to others. To introduce them to the holy name of the Lord is the biggest of all donations. There are many donations. Food donation, cloth donation, book donation, shastra, scripture donation. You know, so many health items, so many life items. Kanyadan also is a donation, one of the big donations. Godan, giving a cow in charity is big donation. But nothing like Naam donation, giving name of the Lord to others. Because all other donations will perish with time, no? Even if you give a cow, cow will stop giving milk one day. If I give cloth to you, it will get torn one day. If I give food today, tomorrow again we'll get hungry. If I give so many things, they'll get away. Consume them. The name is away from you. Even if you become 80-year-old, they say I can still chant the holy name of the Lord. Tie your mouth by patti, I put you in jail and tie your hands and mouth, still in the mind you can chant the name of the Lord. Nobody can stop you. They can beat you, they can tie you, they can punish you. Still in the mind, you can call the name of the Lord. No one can stop you. Such is the gift of the name of the Lord. Such a precious gift that no situations can steal that name from you. Isn't that right? I give money to you, it can be stolen from you, it can be spent by you. My clothes can be finished after some time. Your youthful nature also can be finished with the time, because you'll become old in the course of time. But the name of the Lord is the highest gift one can give to others. Now, to take the holy name when it is given, we must be able to create an environment which is favorable for taking that. If you want people to dance in disco, you can't tell them, okay, this is the four walls available, this is the door here, we close this door, please put with light on, now dance disco. Can you dance disco? No. What do you do when you want to dance disco? First hire DJ, then get those strobe lights, which are red, yellow, below, ghumne wala light, na, tum, 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 hota hai. All that light, then big speakers, which will blast your drums, eardrums. They should be in four corners, and some other म्यूजिकल सीडीज लाना पड़ेगा उसको, एक डीजे को बुलाना पड़ेगा, अंधेरा करना पड़ेगा पूरा, इधर थोड़ा कोने में एक कबर्ड में वाइन रखना पड़ेगा बोल के. आफ्टर दैट एनवायरमेंट इज क्रिएटेड, देन नो नीड टू टेल एनीबडी दैट यू मस्ट डांस. यू गेट इन द डोर ना, वो नाचते हुए अंदर आएगा. व्हाई इज दैट? बिकॉज एनवायरमेंट इज क्रिएटेड फॉर दैट. ऑल ऑफ यू एग्री विथ मी? इवन इफ आई एम डिटरमाइंड I don't want to dance in disco, but somehow if I come on this door now, something will happen to me and I'll start dancing. And you'll say, what? Dr. Hanwar? Hare, sir, come. We wanted you to come. We thought you'll not come, but sir, you come. Please come. Because the environment is so powerful that it sucks you inside immediately. Right? Is that right or not? Tell me if it is right. Similarly, those people who have given up smoking, doctor tells him, don't go to people who smoke. Don't go around them. Don't even, all alcoholics they tell, don't even walk by a bar. Don't even walk by a wine shop. Because the way the wine is displayed there, it tempts your heart. This is vodka, this is whiskey, this is rum, this is gin, this is brandy, this is British, this is American, this is what, this is brand, that brand, United Breweries of rum, so and so Malya, Vijay Malya. You know, names are there, attractive packing is there, color, biller, advertisement, and a film star is like this, you know, enjoying my evening. So many advertisements there. If you pass by that and you are given up alcohol, immediately you feel like drinking again, you know, feel tempted. Or you pass by a smoking people and the smoke comes to you, immediately want to smoke again. So environment. So like that, if you want people to take the holy name, you are giving now holy name. You understood that the holy name is the only answer. But if you don't create an environment, people will not take it. If you go to a mall, you can't sell holy name. You can only sell mobiles, maybe clothes or shoes maybe. But to create an atmosphere to take the holy name, we all have to work together and create an atmosphere. Otherwise, even the greatest of gift is ready to be given to you, you will not still be inspired to take it. Because the environment is different. So many people, one day what happened, the nurse in the Asian Heart Hospital committed suicide. All of you know that, no? Oh, it's a very famous story in nursing circle. Couple of months, maybe 1 year back now. And not asking anybody, they just did survey. Why it happened? Why should it happen like that? So they wanted to study the environment. In what environment nurses are working? So then they, in all the hospitals in Bombay, the survey. And independently, without anybody knowing them, they declared that the atmosphere in Bhaktivedanta Hospital is very much favorable for the nurses to work. Much, much less stressful environment. We don't, there is no stress, but much less stress is there. Now, when we heard from third party, we were very happy that we have not induced them or paid money or did a survey from our money. They did on their own survey they did. Now this is, they didn't do spiritual survey, they just did a survey of working atmosphere. They didn't say, is it a spiritual atmosphere or what is it like that. They just came to know that this is the environment which is better than any other environment. So environment is very important. I took many big people in yatras sometimes. So they said, तुम लोग ना वातावरण निर्मिति अच्छा करते हो बहुत वातावरण निर्मिति अच्छा करते हो बिकॉज इवन इफ यू टेल वांट टू टेल अ स्टोरी टू ऑफ कृष्णा टू यू और लॉर्ड टू यू ना देयर हैज बी एनवायरमेंट वेयर वी कैन लिसन टू द स्टोरी ऑफ द लॉर्ड एंड अंडरस्टैंड द मैसेज ऑल्सो यू जस्ट कैनॉट टेल एनीथिंग एनीबडी एनीवेयर एंड देन यू वांट पीपल टू अंडरस्टैंड इट इट्स नॉट पॉसिबल सो इट इज ऑलवेज सेड आई हैव गॉट लॉट्स ऑफ मिल्क टू गिव यू बट हैव यू ऑल कैरीड अ ग्लास विथ यू Then only I can give that milk to you. I have a lot of milk with me. So he will say, I have got a small dabbi of chutney. So I said, okay. So you will say, ki nahi, mere paas bisleri ka bottle hai, do 1 liter ka. Theek hai? She will say, I have got 2 liter bottle. She will say, no, I have got 5 liter bottle today. It's just empty now. So depending on your size of the bottle and container, you can take. Right? Otherwise, you can't take. But we want to create an atmosphere where everybody has 5 liter bottles. And everybody takes 5 liter with from me or from us. That is what is important. And for that atmosphere to be created, I always remember the statement of Saint Francis of Assisi. Is that right? Assisi. What did he say? Anybody remembers? It's not that I have not told you this. I have told you before also this. What did Saint Francis of Assisi say? In 6th century, not now. Anybody? If no one is remembering, then everybody will write down in front of me right now. Hare Krishna. Sir, you also write down. Because next time I ask you, you will forget. You will look at here and there. Everyone must write down.
Old brain.
Old brain and no memory. That is sign of Kali Yuga. So Saint Francis of Assisi, A-S-S-I-S-I. Assisi is a place in Germany, yeah? Very ancient place. He said, one must preach 24 hours a day. One must preach for 24 hours a day. And speak when necessary. Last part is important. Which means very clearly that speaking does not mean preaching. I can speak big, big things, but still do something else behind. What is the meaning of one should preach 24 hours a day? by example, by one's own example. You may speak big things, but you may do things exactly opposite what you spoke in 5 minutes back. And that puts off people. Your lecture may impress like anything, but in 2 minutes you will put water on lecture or on your lecture and wipe it off completely by your behavior. So behavior is the greatest tool of impressing any heart. Anything, any message in somebody's heart. So what we have to learn from friend Francis is that words are not always effective, but activities are always effective. Negatively or positively. Your nature and your behavior is all time effective, whether you know how to speak or not. But your example always speaks. What do we say always in English? Your action speaks louder than your words. Madam, sir, what you do is more loudly speaking to me than what you are speaking by your tongue. I can't hear what you are talking. I am bombarded with your action so much that I can't hear what you are talking. Or sometimes you say, put your action where your mouth is. In the harsh English language, say, put your action where your mouth is, because your mouth is speaking too much, but there is no action as per your speech. So put your action where your mouth is. So here in this place, we want to create an atmosphere so that everybody who comes here takes the holy name, we all have to participate. It's not that Dr. Shanbhag will come once in a week and also speak, not do anything, but only speak and go away. Nothing will happen. We entrust this whole new building to all of you, so that you first take the divinity, spirituality, create an atmosphere, and then in your atmosphere, whoever comes should get the benefit of the holy name of the Lord. Who comes in this building? So many thousands, I mean hundreds of patients are coming every day. Whenever I come here, I see first floor is filled with all eye patients and so many. So a big crowd is there here. They come and go. But you come here every day without fail for 8 hours minimum. You are here. So who creates the atmosphere? Is the beautiful lemon yellow color painting, distemper, nice fans, nice kandil in between, brown color fans and nice curtains and all beautiful colored, biscuit colored, beige colored cupboards and nicely arranged books by Sakshi. Do they create atmosphere? No. What creates atmosphere is people who are living people. What their heart is, what their mind is, that will create the atmosphere. And once you do collectively offer your hearts to create an atmosphere, then in that collectively created atmosphere, whoever enters gets charged. He cannot be freed from the charge. You will be immediately getting attracted. Even if when once magnet comes, then not only clean ion particles get attracted, even rusted particles get attracted. Maybe less, but they also, because a magnet is very strong. So ion will get attracted only, but rusted also will get attracted. Maybe periphery, but they will be attracted. So we want to create that magnet here. For everyone who comes. And please do not become miserly in taking the name of the Lord yourself also in your life. Don't think ki kali Hare Krishna logo ke liye apne ko kya karna hai, apne ko to nokri karni hai. Don't think like that. It'll be a miserly thought on your side, not our side. We have taken, hum log ne bhar bhar ke le liya hai, moni bhar bhar ke liya hai humne, abhi yahan de rahe hai, aap bhi le lo. And always I feel that the name of the Lord or the message of the Lord, or the form of the Lord, or the kingdom of the Lord, it is not meant for certain group of people. Does God love you? You are a Maharashtrian. Does God love you? Does God love you? You are a Christian. You are South Indian. Somebody is Gujarati. Does God love you? But does God look at you as Christian, or Muslim, or Hindu, or Gujarati, or South Indian, or Keralite, or Maharashtrian? No, this is not, he has not made these categories. You have made these categories. He doesn't look at you as Christian or Hindu. Who have been lost from me in this dreadful material world. Suffering perpetually, long time, from repeated suffering. These are my children. I love them. They have forgotten me. They don't love me anymore. They have forgotten me. They have abandoned me and they are suffering here. But still I love them and I want them to come back to me. This is what only Lord looks at, no? Lord doesn't look at you that, you know, you are Hare Krishna, I love you, or you are this, I don't love you, or you are this, I love you, or this, I don't love you. Lord doesn't think like that. Lord looks at all of us with equal vision. Samo aham sarva bhuteshu. Samo aham sarva bhuteshu. Bhuta means living entities. Not even you, but to cats and dogs and lizards and birds also, he looks at the same vision that he looks at you and me. He looks at the same way. He doesn't look at the cat different than you. Because for him, cat means what? A soul and covered by a cat's body. What are you? A soul covered with female human body. What is me? A soul covered with male human body. That's all he looks at. He doesn't look at South Indian, Udupi wala, Hare Krishna, Dr. Sharma. No, he doesn't look at that way. So, we have to respond to his love. And don't ever think that this is not meant for me. I am not interested in this. How can one say, if somebody is sick, how can one say, I am not interested in getting well? Somebody comes to you and you diagnose him with typhoid and he says, I don't want to get well. I just, by the way, came to you and you told me, I never asked you, but you examined me and you told me, let it be, I don't want to get cured. You will say, he's mad, he requires psychiatric treatment. He has to be told that he is sick and he gets to get well. So if somebody says, ki, I'm not interested in this God consciousness, I'm not interested, it's not my business, then we'll understand ki he's a sick person. He needs to be told how much he needs God and how much God loves him. He has to be told and educated. And that is why we speak. So that St. Francis said, na, that sometime when necessary you should speak, this is the what necessary speech, just to remind you. Rest all, one should act and inspire people. So you agree with me? So this new building, Bhaktivedanta Hospital, has taken up. So all those who lived in the old building or previous building for a long time, lived culturally, acted the way we wanted, we act, do the things the way we do. And now we have been sent here for some other purpose. You should induce the culture over here by your examples. Not that only when somebody comes, like Dr. Sankhe comes to give prayer, everybody is there, and when he is not coming, nobody is coming. That means that message is that this is not important. That is the message we give. And the bigger the person, when he does this, the stronger the message goes. That is why, even if I don't like, now I am today too tired, but as a duty I must come and stand there, because it gives a lot of message. When I am present, it sends long messages to people. That is, this is very important. Or when my daughter is getting married, for example, and I want to invite people, and some people I send by courier, some people by SMS, some people by mail, I send invitations, and some people I come and give physically. Madam, my daughter is getting married, please come. So, I can send my pune also to you. But when I come, what the message gives, ki, I am making you feel ki you are a very important person, that's why I am coming to you personally and giving part. Otherwise, my pune would have given to you. So like that, when I stand, I may not be a big man, but somehow if I stand, it passes a message that it is important. So to make the people feel it is important, I have to come and stand there. Even if I am sick or not well, I like to come and stand. That's how the program. If you go, if all big people come there, important people, the message goes to all staff that it is important. That's why everybody is coming. But by not coming also. So I urge all of you, why I told you all this long story to come to this conclusion? Because what we have received is a priceless gift. Those people who live in the ocean, they may not understand the value of water. Sometimes you are sent to the desert and then you understand, my God, there is no water here. There was so much of water where I was living. And I was wasting the water like anything, I never valued the water. Now every drop I am saving, and I have to go 10 miles to fetch the water, one matka. And that I have to make it sufficient for 2 days. Cook in that also. The value of water in the ocean, Lord will send you to the desert to make you understand. spiritually vibrant, not spiritually spiritual, not Christian spiritual, purely spiritual. एरिया में कौन सा है सबसे अच्छा? इधर वोडाफोन है, ले लो। वी गो टू यूपी, आइडिया अच्छा है। यू डोंट से रिलायंस ही चाहिए, हमारा रिलायंस पर प्रेम है, हमारा शादी हो गया। वी डोंट से यू गो टू यूपी ऑल और बरसाना पीपल आर आइडिया कनेक्शन इज देयर। सो व्हाट इज आवर इंटरेस्ट? आवर इंटरेस्ट इज टू कनेक्ट, नॉट इन द पर्टिकुलर सर्विस गिवर, यू नो। सो लाइक दैट, वेदर आई एम अ रोमन कैथलिक और प्रोटेस्टेंट कैथलिक और हिंदू और हरे कृष्ण, हु केयर्स? As long as you connect with God, that is what we should give. Connection to God. And here the position, more the responsibility is there to give the connection to others by example, by words, by action. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Is there any question anybody has? We do not want to become administrative in this matter. We always want to remain inspirational in this matter. Because when the inspirational activity comes down to administrative activity, the taste changes. People can do things by four ways. One is they can do things out of fear. If they don't do it, they will get. Labor works like that. Second thing is what? People can do things for profit. पैसा मिलेगा, कुछ लाभ होगा मुझे, incentive है कुछ. The second grade, higher grade. Third level, higher than that is what? Yes, ये भी आपको बताया है. लिखो. If you don't remember, write down. Third level of activity when one does is out of duty. Like a daughter-in-law, good daughter-in-law will be to the mother-in-law. कि भाई वो कैसे भी हो, मेरा duty है, मैं करूँगी. I don't like her, she hates me and she harasses me, but as a daughter-in-law, I would like to do it out of my duty. Or your son, he grows up and he starts behaving wrong. You said he's my son, I'll do it for him. Then let him do whatever he wants. So what is first thing I said? You do things out of fear. Second thing, you do things out of profit. You want some benefit out of that. Third thing you do out of duty. And fourth thing you do what? Why you do? Fourth thing, the fourth way, out of love. Because I love, I do. I'm not duty bound, I'm not profit bound, I'm not fear bound. I do because I love, that's all I do. Whether you hate me also, because I love, I do. Something closest to mother's love for the child. There's no pagar, there's no fear, nobody is threatening the mother to serve the child. The duty also is something, a small word for mother's love. You can't put in a word, you know, in the borders of duty. Duty is a very insulting word for the mother. Mother is not doing duty, mother is loving. Only out of love the mother does. Something close to that, closest is mother's love. But God's love is higher than that love also. Mother's love is limited to this lifetime only. But God's love is limited, not limited to this lifetime, but forever the Lord's love is with you. So we should act in love for the Lord, to give that love to others. So we don't want to come down on the administrative level. We want to remain on the level of love and level of inspiration. Where we speak and you get inspiration and you do it. Is that okay? Hare Krishna. This is my most humble request. And we all should become such sparks of fire that when we leave the fire, still we create a fire wherever we go. The spark can do two things. The spark can remain as a spark in the fire as long as it is in the fire. The spark can do two things when it leaves the fire. The spark can go and get extinguished as soon as it goes away from fire. Chingari aise bujh jati hai. Or the spark can leave the fire and wherever it falls, it creates another fire. We want to become that spark. We will leave the fire and create another fire, maybe small, and then really grow. Add more sparks and make it into a big fire. So you have any question? Anybody has any question? You have heard St. Francis's statement. Now you will become fully exemplary. This is my hope and prayer. Preach for 24 hours and speak when necessary. And eat laddus whenever they are given. Hare Krishna.